Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
All right. Explosive answer to whatever nonsense went on the field last night. A couple of words, and then all of a sudden the Yankees started hitting home runs.
Yeah. We had a little, a little tension there for a minute.
Yeah,
but,
I like that. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're playing for a lot. It kind of jacks up the game a little bit. I like that. Yeah.
We're playing for a lot. So, obviously had some really, really big at-bats there in the eighth inning. And we've gotten back to hitting the long ball a little bit here the last 2 days, which is important.
Well, we're waiting for Encarnacion. He's obviously delivered of late. DJ's been there all year. He's been unbelievable. And then finally, Judge is getting hot. You know, that's coming. And then Didi, who's been struggling, that was nice to see him get going.
It really was. Didi's been, pressing a little bit, working really hard behind the scenes to kind of get going, and felt like he had a couple better swings within the game. And right before he hit the home run, he fouled a pitch back that I thought was one of his better swings over the last few days. And then he got on a high fastball and did not miss it. And I think... obviously was a huge one for us there.
There have been reports that Sanchez has been bothered by a bad thumb affecting him during this slump. Does he have a thumb problem?
No, he's fine. He actually caught a ball funny in London, and it was and it was late in the game, and I just took him out for precautionary reasons just because it was bugging him a little bit catching. But it hasn't been an issue for him at all. He's just been a little bit in between, fouling off some pitches that he should put in play or normally does when he's going well, and then expanding the strike zone a little bit. But I don't think the thumb's had a factor at all.
You know, it's funny. Whenever a closer gives up a three-run homer to lose a game, it's going to be discussed over and over and over again. I mean, and Chapman was. But what amazed me, and you and I had the conversation the week before, I don't think fans realized how much the slide has become an out pitch for Chapman. It's become a big pitch for him.
There's no question. I find all the debate on how could he throw that pitch. Like, I find it ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought the slider has been a good pitch for him this year.
It's a great pitch. He pitches with both his fastball and his slider. Sometimes he leans on one in a given day more heavily than the other. Sometimes it's a combination, which the other night was. It was simply a case of
hung a slider.
He didn't execute a pitch, and a guy having a great night beat him.
And he hit a 315-foot home run, too. Exactly. I mean, it wasn't exactly like he hit it 400 feet. I mean, he hit it in the right part of the park.
Exactly. So, it's going to happen every now and then, and
But I think people have they talk about his fastball, and I think fans don't realize that he now has become very much a two pitch pitcher.
Very much, and I don't want to diminish the fastball at all because it's still a great pitch for him. You know, he's been arguably the best closer in the game this year, and it's because of the two pitch mix.
Yeah, and like I said, you can expect that. I mean, the other night he threw 16 sliders, which has become, and in the All Star game he beat everybody with a slider that night.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes, he did.
Yeah, so I mean, we've seen that a lot this year. So I think people don't realize how big a pitch that's become for him. So he just happened to hang one. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Update on injuries. Maybin close?
Maybin will probably start running bases. This weekend, and when we leave to go out on the road, he'll probably head to Scranton with the idea that maybe by the middle of next week he's playing in rehab games, and then obviously it would be close after that, but he's doing well.
And Stanton, anything new on him or no?
No, Stanton's still just in the rehab phase and trying to get quad strengthening going on, but no baseball activities yet. It's kind of moved a little bit slow, although he feels like over the last probably 48, 72 hours, he started to get some improvement and get some strength back in that quad. So starting to move in the right direction, but still slow.
And Severino and Betances, long tossing?
Sevy and Betances both threw again today. Today was their second day of throwing. Tomorrow will be their first day of back-to-back. And then, You know, so everything so far so good, but very much in the early stages. If everything continues to go well, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, they'll be getting close to getting on the mound.
The injury or the time off probably was a blessing for Roman, right? It came at the right time, right? It probably came at the exact right time.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's somewhat of a managing of his innings and whatnot, but I think there was probably something in there, even though it was a minor injury. I think it probably was having a subtle effect on just, you know, the command and everything that was making him a pretty dominant starter there those first couple of months. And so I think it was a really good kind of 2-3 week timeout, whatever it ended up being. And he's come back and obviously really thrown the ball well for us.
Can you see using an opener? It's been brought up. Can you see using an opener in a game, in a playoff game, as being a possibility if it's backed up by a decent starting pitcher?
I guess it's possible. I mean, it's hard to know what we look like then.
I mean, if it was Green and Severino, has been mentioned, or something
correct
like that, I mean, that could be formidable.
Is it possible? Absolutely. It just depends, you know, how built up is Sevy, you know. Although in that kind of scenario, you kind of picture Sevy pitching the first few innings, mm-hmm, if he's not built up. Or same thing with Herman, you know, if he's kind of turns into a three-inning assassin. So I think there's a lot of different ways we could potentially go. Do we make another move for some kind of a pitcher at some point? It's a long way, obviously, between now and then, but I can envision a lot of different scenarios that we would use.
So you can you envision a game where it is all bullpen all the way through and not a starter involved, where it is really just all bullpen guys mixed in?
I guess that's possible. I mean, you know, I would think there's
got to be a middleman somewhere in there.
Some kind of starter in there that plays a role.
Someone to take the bulk of the 3 or 4 inning spot, right?
Exactly, and that could be at the start of the game. You know, we could do that with a lot of our starters, where hey, it's one time through the order, and then if we're set up in the pen, we could roll them out for the final 5 or 6 innings if we're healthy and strong. And it's just impossible to know exactly what we look like, you know, looking ahead a couple months, and we got to get there first too.
You know, in the age of specialization and with the injuries that are so enormous to starting pitches and the cost of starting pitches, I wonder if the future of baseball isn't in 3-inning stints. You know, it might be, you know, in years from now. I mean, we might see a game like that.
Yeah, I think you could have a number of pitchers on a staff that could be in that kind of middle range, whereas, you know, maybe at some point you do have 2 or 3 guys that are your guys that you go, you know, you're hoping that are elite and unique in that they're
3 or 4 inning specialists. You know, 3 or 4 inning specialists, you know.
But then you have a few of those guys on your team as well. Yeah, it's certainly possible.
It is. I mean, it's not, you know, and the way games get specialized and how hard it is to find starting pitching, it's not crazy because, listen, you go into a playoff game now, and let's be honest, if it's not somebody special on the mound, all you're looking for is your starter to give you 5 innings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And sometimes, if that. I mean,
right,
if you're set up in the pen, if, you know, you're a time or two through the order, you know, a lot of times you're set up, especially with the off days in the postseason.
Encarnacion, who really started off slowly, never seemed to bother him, though, which tells you something about him. Because you look to see how guys handle New York, and you look to see this is a veteran player, we know that, and a good player. But here's a guy, it didn't bother him at all. He didn't seem to even blink, and then all of a sudden here came the home runs.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you saw in a lot of his answers, you know, it's a confident hitter.
He wasn't worried about it.
Obviously a tremendous track record of hitting. You know, even when he wasn't hitting, it was still – you sense the pitcher just having to really work to get him out. He doesn't chase a lot. It's a grind for the pitcher to get him out. And now of late, he's obviously run into some balls in some big spots.
Yeah, he's hit. You know, he's hit some big home runs of late. And he looks like. He's a very dangerous hitter. There's no question about it. He's just a flat out dangerous hitter.
Yep, no question.
And he looks pretty good. Voit, you know, I know he's been on a little bit of a power outage, but nothing to worry about. I mean, he's still hitting the ball pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Last few days, he's been a little in between, a little, you know, out of sorts. But, you know, that might be part from just coming back and obviously being on the IL for that 10, 11 days. And so not worried about him too much, but just a couple day stretch where he's a little bit in between right now. Got a hit in his last at bat, and hopefully that's something that kind of settles him in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like the average hasn't slumped. So I don't. The home runs to me come in bunches anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't. I've always thought that anyway. As long as the guy's getting hits, I'm sure Didi. That kind of he's an emotional player anyway. So I'm sure that really picked him up because he had been struggling a little bit at the plate, and it's still early for him in his return. But I'm sure that was a big hit for him the other night. I'm sure that was a very big hit.
It really was, Mike. And you sensed it from him. You know, he's been wanting to deliver for the guys. He's been working really hard behind the scenes with Marcus and PJ and just trying to get his timing right and getting in that position where he's consistently getting his A swing off. And I thought last night within that at bat, I thought he had one of his better swings of the last few days that he fouled back, and then he was able to catch that last one out front. So it was big for him and obviously a big blow in that game.
And I just get the feeling when you watch him now that Judge is on everything. Like, he's just going to be impossible to deal with if he stays healthy here. He's just going to have a very torrid finish, I think. He just looks like he's just on top of every swing. Everything looks good. Every at-bat looks good.
I agree. I think he's in the best place he's been all year as far as just in sync with his swing. Ever since we've come back from the All-Star break, really every single at-bat, he's kind of on everything. And last night we finally, he was able, you know, the one thing he hadn't done is he wasn't elevating the ball. A lot of his hits were, you know, on the ground and having great at-bats, getting on base, doing his thing. And last night he was able to elevate in a huge spot. And, yeah, I feel like he's really in tune with the mechanics of a swing right now and excited where he's about to go.
And I also think that Urshela has found his equilibrium again, because I thought that when he started to get a little less time, he slumped a little bit and he wasn't hitting the same. And now he's come back, and even if he hasn't played every day, his bat's been really good again now. So I think he's kind of found his niche again, or his equilibrium again at the plate.
He has. He's you know, he's back in there tonight. Continues to play great third, but he's continued to have big at bats for us. And you know what, even when he had a little bit of a downturn, you know, you peel the onion back a little bit, and he was still making good contact, hitting the ball hard, and he's been a real presence for us at the bottom of the order.
No question about it. And you know, it's funny. The Yankees hear every day, your pitchers hear every day about the Yankees shopping for pitching, but your starting pitching's been pretty good. You know, that it really has. I understand they're looking for maybe someone to elevate them going forward for the postseason, someone with maybe credentials. But the point is, your pitching from the starting rotation's been very good.
You don't have the record we do without getting quality starting pitching. And the one thing they've done all year, whether they've gone deep in the game or whether, you know, sometimes into the middle of the game, is we've gotten consistently strong outings to where they have kept us in the game and given us a chance just about every night to win a ball game. And I don't, you know, when you have an offense like we do, when you have a bullpen like we do, that goes a long way. And those guys have done a really good job of, for the most part, setting the tone every night.
You know, baseball's a funny game, and you guys sit in the dugout and talk all night during these games. What was the talk in the game when Darno's having this game the other night? There had to be some conversation about Darno's. Like, he homers his first time up. Homers his second time up. He beat you guys with a homer and after Hicks homered down in Tampa just a week ago. So now he's on that. You've seen a lot of him. He's leading off. There had to be some conversation. He's walking. He's hitting. You're not getting any good pitch past him. I mean, I'm sure he was noticed, right?
Oh yeah. And you know, in those, you know, he homers those first two at bats, and then the next two at-bats where he works the walks, where he's laying off, like, really tough pitchers' pitches.
Fighting off good pitches, yep.
Yep, and then even in the Chapman at-bat, you know, Chappie had him down 1-2, and a lot of times guys chase some of the pitches that he was able to take to get back to the 3-2 count, and then he finally got a mistake that he could handle. But, yeah, he's been a really good pickup for Tampa, and he's obviously hurt us.
Just shows you, you know, anybody, you guys, everybody with a bat in his hand can be dangerous. You know that on a given night, you're all professionals. Everybody can hit. You know that? I mean, I remember a guy hitting 3 homers off Doc Gooden who hit 13 homers in his career. So, I mean, it happens. You know, guys have a night where they just, he's just been on top of everything right now. He's just hitting the ball well.
Yeah, he really is. And, you know, he's done a good job for him behind the plate, and, you know, he's He's been a little bit of a thorn in our side, obviously.
Is it a CC Tampa thing, or is it a Tampa Yankee thing right now?
I don't think it's that big. You know,
we like that stuff. It gives us it's fun. It's fun.
They act like this has been a ton of things with CC, and really, it goes back to last year when Roman got hit up around the head, and then CC hit him,
right.
and you know, said something to their bench, and then this one, and so it's these two incidences that have turned into the perception is it's been six, you know. So I think it's just two good teams that are playing for a lot, and sometimes you get emotions run a little bit high, and I don't think there's much to do with it, but hey, it's two teams that are chasing the same thing.
But your team rallies around CC, though.
No question.
He's kind of the elder statesman here. So yeah. I mean, if anyone's going to get the team feisty, it's going to be CC, right? I mean, no question. Yeah, I think that's the case too. I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.